Shane Graham, an associate professor of English at USU, says from the time Hughes first published The Negro Speaks of Rivers in 1921 until his death in 1967, he utilized emerging technology and transportation to create an international community of Black writers. Thus emerged Graham's new book, Cultural Entanglements, Langston Hughes and the Rise of African and Caribbean Literature, where he tracked correspondence between Hughes and other Black writers across the U.S., Africa, Europe, and the Caribbean. Instead, via letter writing and traveling, Hughes formed an interconnected web of writers to share ideas and experiences from across the world.
Hughes was very pragmatic and very resourceful. And as he saw these new technologies developing, he inevitably jumped on them and figured out how to use them to make connections with other writers and how to promote their work and promote his own work. And so it was really important to this development of a sense of a Black world, that you're not just having Black writers working alone.
And with the explosion of the internet, Graham says that world has continued to grow. For example, Salt Lake City musician Terrence Drisdom, who performs under the stage name Ernie, and his family recently released a single, Hold On, via YouTube with the caption, "In a world plagued with pandemics, race wars, gender inequality, social injustice, intolerance, and just plain hate, where do we turn to? What do we do?" In an interview with KRCL, Terrence said his brother, Tim, initially wrote the song after experiencing a racially based attack. But with COVID-19 giving the family more time to record and produce, new lyrics were added to relate to the recent instances of police brutality and racial inequality throughout the country. The song features footage of local Black Lives Matter protests and images of nurses and doctors working on the front lines, and is meant to counter racism and isolation by inspiring connections and hope. Since the video's May 28 release, it has more than 18,000 views. Graham says on top of being a novelist, playwright, and newspaper columnist, Hughes also wrote rhythmic poetry.
He was always very interested in linking his poetry to music, to jazz, to the blues. I think he would be really inspired to see sort of outsurge of support for the Black Lives Matter movement by a true multiracial coalition of people. I think it really, what we're seeing these last couple of weeks fulfills a lot of the ethos and the imperatives that drove Hughes throughout his life.
According to USU's Maricela Martinez Cola, an assistant professor of sociology, though many parts of Utah seem culturally homogenous, it's never too late for individuals to look to voices of color to better understand and ultimately change the systemic racism of the U.S.'s history.
I don't know how much we can change at an institutional level, but I do know that institutions are made up of individuals. And so it's at an individual level, people can make the promise or the commitment to start to educate themselves.
And though mistakes will be made, Martinez Cola says that is part of the process.
Those mistakes are learning opportunities. And it's just to kind of keep going, because it is so worth the investment.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Jackie Harris.